Proclamation number 196 dated the November 23, 1937. The measure you use will be the measure you receive. Single quote. Thus begin, my child, if in every situation of life you remain conscious of the fact that you cannot achieve anything without the Father's help, you will always act right and keep your eyes towards the Father. The measure you use will be the measure you receive. This word was given by the Lord to the children of earth and with it the commandment of love for God and one's neighbor. We all know how difficult it is to fulfill it on earth, for love is still unknown to people in earthly life. Each person does not look upon his neighbor as his brother but is more likely to suspect him to be an opponent, and precisely because of this it requires a lot of love to show this fellow human being the love the Lord requires of you. You would certainly benefit if you made an effort to realize first of all that you are all God's children and that only love for one another should dwell in you, by virtue of which you should only ever treat each other with kindness instead of treating each other with hostility or live indifferently next to each other. It is the Father's law that you should receive the same measure as the measure you give to your fellow human beings. Everything you are given by the Father you should also give to your neighbor in the same way but always in the awareness that you are children amongst yourselves and that the Father's love aims to unite you. Therefore, let no one ever ask in vain and give where only the slightest appeal reaches your ear. In earthly life the Father wants to give you the opportunity to practice neighborly love. For love is the first and foremost commandment in the beyond, everyone only works for another. And the love you neglected to give in earthly life will heavily burden you there. Many a soul will long for the effect of love which will deliver him from the darkness. All good deeds on earth are blessed by God, they will produce many different fruits in the beyond. For everyone will reap what he sows and will receive the reward of his love on earth from our Lord and Savior in love again. For God is love, and to be allowed to live in his love is eternal beatitude. Amen.